This morning on WCHL, the budgets are on the table now in the North Carolina legislature.
The next Moral Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impact of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature.
How high will the bids go for Chapel Hill's old library building? And Chapel Hill is home to a young inventor who continues to get national attention.
Now he's come to a design that, you know, through the testing process has come out as the best system.
These stories and much more, plus your Chapel Hill cover of traffic and weather together. In WCHL Championship Sports, Carolina women's lacrosse players continue to lead the U.S. national team. And
a few things you may not know or remember about Tim Duncan.
That's this morning in our Chansky Sports Notebook.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's morning news with Ron Stutz begins now.
7:07 at WCHL. We have 66 degrees in Chapel Hill. Look for a high today in the low 90s. A lot of sunshine on the way, but boy, it will be hot. North Carolina NAACP and the Forward Together Moral Movement will hold what's being billed as a Mass Moral Monday at the General Assembly this afternoon. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
In a conference call with reporters last week, movement leader Reverend William Barber said that today's rally will focus on how policies implemented by the Republican-controlled state government have affected hourly workers.
Now that all three budgets are on the table from the North Carolina House and Senate and the governor's office, the next Moral Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impacts of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature, led by Berger, Tillis, and McCrory, and the others, on poor people, workers, African-Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, women, and others throughout our state.
Today's rally comes just a few days after the State House released its $21 billion budget, which some have praised for being more moderate than the Senate version. Some of those observers are people working in public education who are relieved that teachers' tenure rights are not being threatened in the House budget. Donna Coffey and James Zeta Bedford, the chairs of the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carrboro Boards of Education, respectively, told WCHL recently that they're also glad to see the House didn't explicitly put teacher assistant jobs on the chopping block. But Barber told reporters he sees a game being played here, perhaps to benefit House Speaker Tom Tillis in his U.S. Senate campaign against Senator Kay Hagan.
The political game that they are playing with these budgets is now becoming very clear. Senate leader Phil Berger and his colleagues present an extreme to the nth degree piece of legislation in the budget. Then the Speaker of the House, Tom Tillis, presents a budget that is extreme, let's say, to the fourth degree, that is supposed to appear as moderate. The reality is that they are both devastating budgets for the poor, the vulnerable, for a public education, and for workers. We are not fooled by their game and their political jockeying to try to promote Speaker Tillis in a statewide campaign.
Today's events begin with a 4 p.m. press conference at Davie Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh, followed by a 5 p.m. gathering at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Chapel Hill Town Council members say they want more information about four bidders vying to purchase the old Chapel Hill Public Library building on East Franklin Street. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With four offers on the table for the former Chapel Hill Public Library at 528 East Franklin Street, Town Council members say they want to make sure the modernist landmark goes not only to the highest bidder, but to the buyer who will best fit with the Franklin Rosemary Historic District. The town is partnering with Preservation NC to find a buyer who will maintain the character and appearance of the iconic building. But council members say they have questions about who wants to purchase it and why. They also want to see who's willing to bid higher than the $752,000 asking price. So far, four serious bidders have come forward. The first is Chris and Ann Cox, who live across the street from the property and want to see it turned into a Chapel Hill Cultural Center with rental space for arts groups and private functions. The second is Jay Miller, who wants to see the building become a nonprofit hub for the area. Third is Chabad of Chapel Hill, which envisions a community center aimed at students. Fourth is UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, which would use the space as the headquarters of the Arts and Sciences Foundation. The lowest bid is the $752,000 minimum from Jay Miller. The highest bid from UNC is $1,025,000. For those offers from tax-exempt nonprofits, council members say they want bidders to consider sweetening the deal with payments in lieu to make up for lost property tax revenue. Council meets with the bidders at a special meeting tonight at 5:30 and will likely make a final decision on the sale by June 23rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
The Chapel Hill Town Council will host a public hearing in the Glen Lennox redevelopment plan at tonight's meeting. The council is in the process of negotiating a development agreement with Grub Properties to revitalize one of the town's oldest commercial centers, as well as the surrounding neighborhood. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads and new housing at the interior of the 70-acre site and office and retail space that stretches all the way from Fordham Boulevard over to Raleigh Road. If the council and developers can settle differences of opinion on some roadways and transit improvements, the development agreement could be approved next week. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Chapel Hill resident and inventor Chase Lewis has now patented one of his two latest inventions at the age of 14. These two inventions are the now patented Rescue Travoy and a football-shaped canister for smoke masks. Lewis has won numerous awards from various science fairs and events for his inventions, including the Presidential Volunteer Service Silver Award. He says he's utilizing the prize money earned from these science fairs to fund his creations. The first of the two inventions, the Rescue Travoy, was inspired after Lewis researched the Somalian famines and parents' inability to carry sick or hurt children to refugee camps and hospitals. The invention is a simple mechanism that resembles a long tarp or blanket on wheels that can be attached by a vest. The person can then pull along sick or injured individuals for extended distances. The other invention is a small football-shaped object that can be opened and sealed to hold smoke masks. Lewis says he intends for the device to be used by firefighters to be lobbed with ease and to out-of-reach windows for victims of the fire. Once the individuals open the device, they can immediately don the smoke mask for protection from smoke inhalation until they can be rescued. While working on this invention, Lewis tested it in collaboration with different fire departments throughout Orange County to make sure the device's design was as effective as possible. Deputy Chief of the Chapel Hill Fire Department, Matt Lawrence, explains.
What we have to do, based on the different designs and pretty scientific work that he was doing, came up with a design that was the most accurate and the most effective in delivering the device. So I believe that's what his focus was, and now he's come to a design that, you know, through the testing process has come out as the best system.
Lawrence says he admires Lewis and his pursuits to make the world a better place through his inventions.
He is a very smart kid and very interested in helping other people and finding things that make life better for a lot of folks.
Going forward, the 14-year-old Lewis says he's continuing to develop new ideas for creation and patenting. His latest announced project is to create a new type of Kevlar body armor that is both long-lasting after multiple uses and does not present the risk of shrapnel or blunt force trauma for the wearer. Growth for the North Carolina Education Lottery is being sought from an unusual source, Republicans. The House budget approved late last week demands another $106 million in net lottery profits to help the GOP-led chamber raise teacher salaries an average by 5%. The bill helps the lottery get there by doubling the amount it can spend on advertising the games. The budget votes put some social conservatives in the House on the spot because they think gambling is wrong. It turned out only one Republican voted against the plan. Republicans offered the most opposition to the lottery's passage in the first place back in 2005. Now, lawmakers only talk about repealing it in theory. Instead, they emphasize lottery revenues for education and making sure it operates honestly. A handful of protesters have been on the road for more than a week now as they try raising support for North Carolina to legalize marijuana use for medical purposes. Five men have been hiking for more than a week on an Asheville to Raleigh trek aimed at pushing lawmakers to place a referendum on the November ballot and let voters decide the issue. Four of the men carried signs calling for legalization as they walked through Statesville and the rest of Iredell County this week. Legislation to set up a referendum on whether to change the state constitution and allow medical marijuana appears unlikely this year. The bill was introduced last month and hasn't seen any action. WCHL News Time, 7:15. Time now for traffic and weather together. And this traffic report is brought to you by Crown Honda of South Point.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. We've got a couple slowdowns out there to let you know about. 15501 southbound right now, actually, as you're heading towards Southern Village and beyond. If you're heading southbound on 15501, be on the lookout there, seeing just a few minor to moderate delays, nothing major. NC54 eastbound and westbound, however, seeing some heavy delays between Barbie Chapel Road and I-40, so be on the lookout there. 15501 northbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road through the I-40 interchange, seeing some minor to moderate delays. And 15501 southbound between the East Franklin Split and Estes Drive, also seeing some heavier delays this morning. Otherwise, things moving smoothly. No accidents being reported. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely.
The question is, were your furry offspring good to you on
they
Father's Day?
They were very good to me. I really? Actually got a set of power tools yesterday for
okay.
Father's Day. Yeah.
Wow.
It was great.
Those dogs have great taste.
I sure do, and boy, I got put right to work with them yesterday. I hung two curtain rods and a mirror.
I have a feeling that Randy probably had something to do with that. But
I think, it was in her handwriting, which was interesting.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No paw prints.
Hilarious card, though. It said, Dad is Dad spelled backwards. And on the inside it says, this card is from your gods.
I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
That's good. I'll tell you about mine later on.
I love it. All right.
Thanks a bunch.
Thank you.
Traffic brought to you this morning by your friends at Crown Honda of South Point, where your scheduled service and maintenance happen while you sleep. They call it Dream Service from Crown Honda of South Point, located just a minute off I-40 out at the 751 exit. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carpenter weather brought to you by Cruisers. It is 66 degrees right now, mostly sunshine today, hot today in the low 90s. Boy, it's going to be hot tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. And tomorrow, we're looking at mostly sunshine, 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, high tomorrow in the low 90s. Oh, again, tomorrow night, mostly clear, slight chance of rain with a low in the low 70s. And listen to what's going to happen on Wednesday. Wednesday, even warmer, high in the upper 90s. So if you're not ready for the heat, better get there because it's going to be with us for a while, I think.
All day and all night. This is your home for local news, sports, traffic, weather, and information you can't get anyplace else. This is WCHL, 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, and streaming live wherever you are at chapelboro.com. You're waking up with Ron Stutz.
News around town this morning. Time to start planning for Independence Day here in Orange County. July 4th festivities run all day in Hillsborough, beginning at 9 o'clock in the morning with the parade on West Tryon Street, a public reading of the Declaration of Independence at 10 a.m., and a picnic in the park until 3 p.m. at the Farmers Market Pavilion. Festivities in Carrboro start at 9:30 in the morning on the Weaver Street lawn. At 10:50, there will be a parade from the lawn over to Town Hall, followed by an all-day celebration of Carrboro Family 4th until 4 p.m., featuring family activities, games, food, and live music on the stage right in front of Town Hall. I will be there hosting that. Hope you will make your plans to be there as well. And as the day ends, as always, the annual fireworks show in Keenan Stadium on the UNC campus. Gates will open at 7 p.m. Fireworks start at 9:30. There will also be live music and a watermelon eating contest hosted by DSI Comedy. To offset the cost of the fireworks, officials are asking for voluntary donations of $1 per person or $5 per family at the gate. Entertainment by Bull City Syndicate. I will be there as your host on stage. I hope you will spend your July 4th night with us in the fireworks. And listen, if you have World Cup fever, a lot of people do, head over to Spanky's on Franklin Street downtown tonight at 6 o'clock to watch Team USA take on Ghana in its first match of the 2014 World Cup in Brazil. This special watch party is being hosted by UNC, and there will be Carolina men's and women's soccer players and staff in attendance. So that's going to be a lot of fun. 7:20 at WCHL. Time for WCHL Championship Sports. The San Antonio Spurs are NBA champions for the fifth time since 1999, following their third straight convincing win over the Miami Heat last night. Kawhi Leonard delivered 22 points and 10 rebounds. The Spurs ripped Miami 104-87 to win the finals in only 5 games. Patty Mills provided a big spark coming off the bench, going 5 of 8 from 3-point range and scoring 17 points in just over 18 minutes. Manu Ginobili was one of 5 Spurs with at least 14 points, finishing with 19 on 6 of 11 shooting. Miami actually jumped out to a 22-6 lead and appeared poised to avenge its 2 lopsided losses at home, but the Spurs immediately went on a 9-0 run to close the gap before outscoring the Heat 25-11 in the second quarter. San Antonio's lead grew to 21 points late in the third quarter, allowing Spurs fans to relax and enjoy the final 15 minutes without having to worry too much. LeBron James had 31 points, 10 rebounds, and 5 assists, but he didn't get a lot of help. The rest of Miami's starting 5 combined for just 32 points. The Heat starters shot just 39%, with Chris Bosh, Dwayne Wade, and Ray Allen combining to go 11 of 34. So the aging San Antonio Spurs, once again, NBA champions. Tim Duncan, of course, always solid. And Art Chansky will have a few more words to say about him in just a few minutes. Martin Keimer is just the 7th player in U.S. Open history to post a wire-to-wire victory. The German closed with a 15-foot par putt with a 1-under 69 and a 9-under total, 8 shots ahead of Eric Compton and Ricky Fowler. Keimer tied for the 4th largest margin of victory in the Open and became the first German to capture the trophy. European players have won the event 4 times in the last 5 years. Keimer winning at Pinehurst. A lot of excitement in North Carolina over the weekend and this past week because of that. Keimer led by at least 4 shots for the final 48 holes and eliminated most of the suspense by opening the tournament with back-to-back 65s, the lowest 2-round score in Open history. It's the 2nd major title for Keimer, who claimed the PGA Championship in 2010. Compton was the only player with a chance to overtake Keimer in the final round until consecutive bogeys on the back 9 took him out of it. He closed with a 2-over 72 for a 1-under total. Fowler also finished with a 72 that left him the only other player under par. Keegan Bradley, Jason Day, and Dustin Johnson finished 1-over, as did Brooks Koepka and Henrik Stenson. Again, the U.S. Open taking place in Pinehurst. A lot of excitement there in regards to North Carolina golfing fans making the trip down there and enjoying it. 8 current or former University of North Carolina lacrosse players have made the U.S. women's national team, more than any other school in the nation, far more. U.S. Lacrosse released a 38-player roster for its 2014-15 team on Sunday after a 3-day tryout that was held at Georgetown University. The 8 Tar Heels in the roster are attacker Becky Lynch from the UNC class of 2012. Midfielders Maggie Bill, who is set to graduate in 2017, Emily Garrity, 2013 grad, and Laura Zimmerman, 2012. Defenders Jen Russell, who graduated in 2010 from Carolina, Sloane Serpy, and just in 2014, and Courtney Waite, who has another year at Carolina, and goalie Kaylee Waters, who has 3 more years. Players were selected from an 81-player invite-only tryout pool and were evaluated by the U.S. Women's National Team coaching staff, led by head coach Ricky Freed, as well as several top-level college coaches. The team will train and compete in several exhibition events in the lead-up to the 2017 Federation of International Lacrosse Women's World Cup in Surrey, England. Ultimately, 18 players will represent the United States as the team goes for a 3rd consecutive and 8th overall world title. A team-high 8 players are graduates of or currently play for the University of North Carolina, the University of Maryland, and Syracuse University, placing 7 current and former players each. You can see the complete roster on WCHL's website, chapelboro.com. WCHL Championship Sports, good morning. I'm Ron Stutz.
In a conference.
And we will have our Chansky Sports Notebook coming up for you in just a couple of minutes.
Dan Patrick from my friends at the Chapel Hill Restaurant Group. The group recently opened up a new restaurant. It's called Page Road Grill. Great place to meet friends in the middle of the triangle. They got fantastic southern cuisine. They got 20 beers on tap, plenty of parking, but they also offer a full catering menu. And they can handle any and all of your catering needs. They can do a small office event or cocktail party, or they can go big. They've actually catered events for over 1,000 folks. They can provide lunch and dinner buffets with feature menu selections from their award-winning restaurants. Mez, Squids, 411 West, 518 West, or Spanky's. They can also do box breakfasts or lunches or elegant dinner parties. And, of course, they offer an incredible selection of hors d'oeuvres and appetizers that will make any gathering a culinary success. There's only one problem they need to address. They don't go out of state, so they can't deliver to my man cave here. PageRoadGrill.com or click on catering. That's PageRoadGrill.com. PageRoadGrill.com.
At Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace Headquarters, we are thrilled with the overwhelming popularity of our 79-cent fountain drinks with chewy ice, but we need to clarify a few misconceptions. Cruiser serves our soft drinks at a tongue-tingling 34 degrees, but cannot be held liable for brain freezes. Our fountain drinks are made with 100% pure filtered water, but we make absolutely no Fountain of Youth claims. And although our Taste Great guarantee is a wonderful start, we cannot guarantee that the rest of your day will be perfect. That, my friend, is up to you. 79-cent fountain drinks, only at Cruiser's. Good to go.
This is only a test. This is a test of the emergency alert system on 97.9 FM WCHL. This is only a test. FM WCHL Chapel Hill is a member of the Emergency Alert System. This concludes this test of the Emergency Alert System.
No lazy summer days at Durham Tech. From photography to computers, interior design to bartending, Durham Tech has a wide range of continuing education courses all summer long. Returning students, summer is a great time to meet with your advisor for fall semester. And new students, look online to schedule your mandatory Connect session. Have a question? Get it answered by phone, email, online chat at durhamtech.edu, or simply stop by and see us at our Durham or Orange County campus.
A lot of excitement in San Antonio. They are still celebrating there today. The San Antonio Spurs have won another NBA championship. But the amazing thing about the Spurs is that they have a Hall of Fame coach, future Hall of Fame coach, Greg Popovich. A lot of people don't even know. And they have a lot of guys who have been in the league for a very long time, including Tim Duncan, who played his college basketball at Wake Forest. We all know well, but a lot of people don't really know him very well. He just goes about his business very quietly, doesn't call attention to himself, and that's kind of the team concept and the way they do things in San Antonio. Art Chansky has a few words to say about all of that.
Art Chansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 FM WCHL.
A few things you may not know or remember about Tim Duncan. This is Art Chansky with Monday Sports Notebook. San Antonio Spurs won their fifth NBA championship Sunday night by completing their improbable beatdown of the Miami Heat in five games. The Spurs parlayed last year's heartbreaking defeat to the defending NBA champs with renewed determination and an improved roster to give coach Greg Popovich and center Tim Duncan championships in each of the last three decades, starting in 1999. Of all the great stories about the Spurs, including UNC's Danny Green being cut twice from the team before setting the NBA Finals three-point record last year, Duncan is far and away the best. The incredibly durable 38-year-old sure Hall of Famer has had a quiet career playing for the same team in the same town for the same coach since graduating in 1997 from Wake Forest, which he led to two straight ACC championships before being dethroned by Carolina his senior year. Duncan is from the Virgin Islands and was an afterthought as the third foreign big man signed by Wake in 1993. The two others considered much better prospects were Spaniard Ricardo Peral and a name you may find familiar, Maktar Engjai. Peral sat out his freshman year at Wake because it was learned he had been paid playing for Real Madrid, and Engjai never suited up for the Deacons because of violations Wake Forest committed in recruiting him. Duncan started by default and became the team's third-best player behind Randolph Childress and Trelawney Owens. As a freshman, he surprised the ACC by averaging just under 10 points and 10 rebounds in all 33 games and blocking 124 shots. That's 114 more than anyone else on the team. In 4 years, he never missed a game for the Deacons, was three-time All-ACC and two-time ACC Player of the Year. Peral did play for Wake Forest and was a so-so sub, while Engjai went to Michigan and eventually transferred to Carolina, where he turned out to be more trouble than he was worth. Duncan will announce this offseason whether his fifth NBA title will be his last, but the 14-time NBA All-Star finally may get the credit as one of the best and steadiest players in the history of the NBA. Still soft-spoken off the court, who lets his savvy and passion for the game speak for him on it, Duncan deserves every accolade bestowed upon him, and more, for grace and class over his great career. This is Art Chansky. See ya.
Today is your last chance at a great offer at OurLocalDeal.com from Refinements Resale Boutique. It's 50% off, $20 worth of merchandise available now for $10. Refinements Resale Boutique for women is the place to shop brand name clothing at a fraction of retail price in their new location just 1 mile north of South Point Mall in Sutton Station off Fayetteville Road. Pure shopping bliss and a relaxed, organized, and soothing atmosphere is what Refinements is all about. It's half off from Refinements Resale Boutique, and today's your last chance. So buy it now until midnight at OurLocalDeal.com.
7:30 at WCHL, your Chapel Hill Carboro weather brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. 67 degrees, mostly sunshine today, high today in the low 90s. Get ready for it. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low about 68. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny, 20% chance of rain, but the high in the low 90s one more time. And then on Wednesday, we're going to go in the upper 90s. Oh, my goodness. Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving the best-tasting fountain drinks in town, made with 100% filtered water, served at 4 degrees, and guaranteed to taste great. Cruisers, good to go.
Check out our comprehensive community calendar, photo galleries, and all of our news stories and more from 97.9 FM WCHL on chapelboro.com.
Considering talks with Iran about options and solutions to the unrest in Iraq. CBS's Clarissa Ward in the Capitol.
While the U.S. may be reluctant to get involved militarily here, Iran has no such qualms. They are throwing their full support behind the Iraqi Shiite-dominated government, and we can confirm that the leader of the paramilitary Quds Force, Qasem Soleimani, is here in Baghdad, along with a contingent of Iranian fighters.
From the White House, CBS's Bill Plant reports one option in Iraq is absolutely off the table.
The president has been talking regularly, the White House says, to his national security team. The White House continues to say, though, that all options for aid to Iraq remain open, except, of course, for troops on the ground.
The Pentagon is said to be on the verge of sending a few dozen Marines and soldiers to protect the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad. Some U.S. diplomats have rebased in Jordan, the northwestern Iraqi city of Talifar today, captured by Sunni militants. CBS News Update, I'm Gary Nunn.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
732, 68 degrees in Chapel Hill, WCHL, I'm Ron Stutz. The North Carolina NAACP and the Forward Together Moral Movement will hold what's being billed as a Mass Moral Monday at the General Assembly later today. WCHL's Danny Hooley has more.
In a conference call with reporters last week, movement leader Reverend William Barber said that today's rally will focus on how policies implemented by the Republican-controlled state government have affected hourly workers.
Now that all three budgets are on the table from the North Carolina House and Senate and the governor's office, the next Moral Monday will include a mass rally to expose the vast and far-reaching impacts of the systematic attack by the extremists in our legislature, led by Berger, Tillis, and McCrory and the others, on poor people, workers, African-Americans, Latinos, Native Americans, women, and others throughout our state.
Today's rally comes just a few days after the State House releases $21 billion budget, which some have praised for being more moderate than the Senate version. Some of those observers are people working in public education who are relieved that teachers' tenure rights are not being threatened in the House budget. Donna Coffey and James Zeta Bedford, the chairs of the Orange County and Chapel Hill Carboro Boards of Education, respectively, told WCHL recently that they're also glad to see the House didn't explicitly put teacher assistant jobs on the chopping block. But Barber told reporters he sees a game being played here, perhaps to benefit House Speaker Tom Tillis in his U.S. Senate campaign against Senator Kay Hagan.
The political game that they are playing with these budgets is now becoming very clear. Senate leader Phil Berger and his colleagues present an extreme to the nth degree piece of legislation in the budget. Then the Speaker of the House, Tom Tillis, presents a budget that is extreme, let's say, to the fourth degree, that is supposed to appear as moderate. The reality is that they are both devastating budgets for the poor, the vulnerable, for a public education, and for workers. We are not fooled by their game and their political jockeying to try to promote Speaker Tillis in a statewide campaign.
Today's events begin with a 4 p.m. press conference at Davie Street Presbyterian Church in Raleigh, followed by a 5 p.m. gathering at Halifax Mall behind the General Assembly. For more on this story, you can read it at chapelboro.com. Danny Hooley, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
A lot of Orange County residents will be going over today for Moral Monday, of course, and WCHL's Danny Hooley will be there, and we'll have a full report on what happened tomorrow morning right here on WCHL. Chapel Hill Town Council members say they want more information about four bidders vying to purchase the old Chapel Hill Public Library building. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has details.
With four offers on the table for the former Chapel Hill Public Library at 528 East Franklin Street, Town council members say they want to make sure the modernist landmark goes not only to the highest bidder, but to the buyer who will best fit with the Franklin Rosemary Historic District. The town is partnering with Preservation NC to find a buyer who will maintain the character and appearance of the iconic building. But council members say they have questions about who wants to purchase it and why. They also want to see who's willing to bid higher than the $752,000 asking price. So far, four serious bidders have come forward. The first is Chris and Ann Cox, who live across the street from the property and want to see it turned into a Chapel Hill Cultural Center with rental space for arts groups and private functions. The second is Jay Miller, who wants to see the building become a nonprofit hub for the area. Third is Chabad of Chapel Hill, which envisions a community center aimed at students. Fourth is UNC's College of Arts and Sciences, which would use the space as the headquarters of the Arts and Sciences Foundation. The lowest bid is the $752,000 minimum from Jay Miller. The highest bid from UNC is $1,025,000. For those offers from tax-exempt nonprofits, council members say they want bidders to consider sweetening the deal with payments in lieu to make up for lost property tax revenue. The council meets with the bidders at a special meeting tonight at 5:30 and will likely make a final decision on the sale by June 23rd. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
After that meeting with the folks who want to buy the old Chapel Hill Public Library at 5:30, the town council will host a public hearing at the Glen Lennox Redevelopment Plan at tonight's regular meeting. The council is in the process of negotiating a development agreement with Grubb Properties to revitalize one of the town's oldest commercial centers, as well as the surrounding neighborhood. The Glen Lennox plan would add new roads and new housing at the interior of the 70-acre site and office and retail space along Fordham Boulevard and Raleigh Road. If the council and developers can settle differences of opinion on some roadways and transit improvements, the development agreement could be approved as early as next week. The council meets at 7 o'clock tonight at the Southern Human Services Center on Homestead Road. Growth for the North Carolina Education Lottery is being sought from an unusual source: Republicans. The House budget approved late last week demands another $106 million in net lottery profits to help the GOP-led chamber raise teacher salaries on average by 5%. The bill helps the lottery get there by doubling the amount it can spend on advertising the games. The budget votes put some social conservatives in the House on the spot because they think gambling is wrong. It turned out only one Republican voted against the plan. Republicans offered the most opposition to the lottery's passage in 2005. Now, lawmakers only talk about repealing it in theory. Instead, they emphasize lottery revenues for education and making sure it operates properly. And in news around town this morning, tickets are on sale now for Merge 25. That's a four-day music festival at Cat's Cradle in Carrboro to celebrate the 25th anniversary of Merge Records. Festival runs from July 23rd through 26th, culminating with an outdoor concert on July 26th from 1 until 10 p.m. Tickets are $65 apiece, free for kids under 10. Visit catscradle.com or mergerecords.com if you'd like more details. And don't forget, it is time to start planning for Independence Day in Orange County. There will be three separate celebrations in Hillsborough. Festivities run all day, beginning at 9 a.m. with a parade on West Tryon Street, a public reading of the Declaration of Independence at 10 a.m., and a picnic in the park until 3 in the afternoon at the Farmers Market Pavilion. In Carrboro, festivities start at 9:30 in the morning on the Weaver Street lawn. At 10:50, there will be a parade from the lawn to town hall, the People's Parade, followed by an all-day celebration until 4, featuring family activities, games, food, live music on stage right in front of town hall. I will be there as your host for that. And the day ends, as always, with the annual fireworks show in Keenan Stadium. Gates open at 7 o'clock. Fireworks start at 9:30. There will obviously also be live music and a watermelon eating contest hosted by DSI Comedy Theater. To offset the cost of the fireworks, officials are asking for voluntary donations of $1 per person or $5 per family at the gate. WCHL, one of the big sponsors of that event, and I will be there as your host on stage, and I can't wait because it's always a lot of fun. Bull City Syndicate, big band, will be playing there. I say big band, I don't mean big band music. I mean it's a big band. They're going to fill up the stage.
So. You know, that's so funny. We had a when I was growing up, I took ballet for 15 years. We did a show.
I still find that hard to believe.
Every year we did the Nutcracker, as many ballet troupes do. One year we did the Nutcracker Swings, so it was to big band music.
Uh-huh.
And the stage manager and the technical director were married.
They were my best friend's parents, actually.
Uh-huh.
And so the technical director was instructed to create a big band that would be in the back. And, of course, big band music.
Yeah.
Well, the set is created, and it's a, like, 10-foot band leader in the back. And the wife said, well, what is this?
Yeah.
He said, well, it's a big band leader. And she said, no, I mean a big band leader. He said, well, it is. It's a big band leader. They went back and forth for months. It was one of the best fights I've ever witnessed.
Well, what I meant was it's a very large band. a band with a lot of members in it.
No Glenn Miller playing, huh?
No. I don't think so. Although they do have brass, and they play a lot of different kinds of music.
Some brass.
But it should be a lot of fun. The fireworks is the main event, of course.
Of course.
We always enjoy that. And that will be happening July 4th, along with all those other festivities. And everything is timed so that you can actually be a part of all of it, you know, if you want to. So I won't be going over to Hillsboro, but I'll be doing the morning show here and then
that's
going
right.
over to Carrboro.
Exactly.
And then Keenest Stadium at night.
Sure.
So that's about all I can handle.
It's fun times. Hey, do you think Tim Duncan retires?
I don't know, man. I've thought of a lot about that.
Yeah.
You know, if I were him, I would certainly be tempted.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't get any
better.
I think
he's got 1 year left on his contract or something like
that,
is what I think I remember hearing. So, I mean, that's a heck of a time to go out.
And yeah.
He's only getting older, that's for sure.
A lot of people might say, you know, yeah, I'm going to retire now because I'm going out with a championship and everything else. A lot of people might play one more farewell season.
True, that's a good point. Because
they'd pay tributes to him all over the league and
farewell
all that kind
lap.
Of stuff. And
yep. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Tim Duncan is not the kind of guy who really gets off on personal accolades and
that's
all
true.
That stuff. He's
that's
a real
point.
Low-key, classy yeah. guy. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, maybe his finances need it, too. Maybe he needs a little more money.
Oh, heck. I don't think so. But, I mean, he's a real conservative, kind of low-key, just really classy in every possible
way. That's right.
You know, the guy never calls attention to himself. He just goes out and does his job. Rarely ever changes his expression on his face.
Yeah, true.
I mean, you know, it's amazing. So,
we'll see.
At any rate, yeah.
And we'll also see where the big three go.
Yeah, I know.
Which of the big three go where?
They won't remain together, I'll bet you that.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, LeBron did his part yesterday, but he didn't get much help.
Got a whooping.
Well, what's happening at chapelboro.com today?
Well, of course, Matt Oakes has been in Pinehurst for the past week, and he wraps up his Pinehurst opining his U.S. Open opining, whatever he's calling it, and talks about that, talks about the trip, and big U.S. Open win for Keimer. So
yeah.
You can check that out. Also, all week long, there were five graduations. We have five local high schools, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Five graduations over the weekend, Thursday and Saturday, and all 5 days we'll bring you one of those graduations in our photo galleries. The first up is Orange High School, as Susan Murray made it out to the Dean Smith Center and got some great photos from Orange High School's graduation on Thursday.
Fantastic.
So we'll bring you those pictures all week long, and a really touching picture in one of those as well, that one of the graduates, her father, is serving overseas, and they had a Skype feed for him to be able to watch, and then she was back in one of the back rooms talking to him after receiving her diploma. So,
oh, cool.
Pretty neat way of doing that.
Yeah, so, no kidding.
Yeah, lots available on our website. Of course, check out our calendar page for all the things going on in and around Chapelboro, and that's available on our website, chapelboro.com, with instantly live streaming on an app for that.
WCHL News Time is 7:43. Coming up next, David Schwartz has today's commentary. He says a lot of the things that Roger Perry had to say last week on WCHL are wrong. Find out what David Schwartz has to say about it next.
Vietri and Panciuto Restaurant are pleased to present a Southern-inspired Italian supper. Join us on June 24th at 6:30 p.m. for a four-course dinner with wine at Hillsboro's Treasure Gem Panciuto. Enchant yourself with the magical story of Vietri as founder Susan Gravely joins you at the table, and learn more about chef owner and four-time James Beard Award nominee Aaron Vandermark's farm-to-table philosophy. Visit vietri.com for more details and call 732-6261 to purchase tickets. Ciao!
Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been in business since 1907 and been here in downtown Carrboro since 1923. We've always strived to provide you with the three most valuable things in the construction supply business: competitive prices, excellent customer service, and top quality building products. That's our goal to you. So please stop by to see just why Fitz Lumber and Hardware has been going strong for over a century. You'll be glad you did. We appreciate your business. Here comes Fitch.
Tired of the bros partying every night? Let Louise Beck Properties help you find some peace and quiet with a new home or rental in Chapel Hill or Durham. With our expertise, we can find you the perfect place to get some rest. For more information, visit louisebeckproperties.com.
Spring is here, and you know what that means. Summer is right around the corner. You definitely want to look and feel your best, so Jersey Mike's Subs invites you to eat healthy with our 99% fat-free turkey. A delicious low-fat choice that's loaded with lean protein and great flavor, piled high with fresh onions, lettuce, and tomatoes, and served on our store-baked white or wheat bread. Eating one is a fantastic way to feel good about yourself. Order online at jerseymikesubs.com or call us at 919-918-SUBS.
68 degrees, 7:45 at WCHL.
And now, WCHL presents the Cockaters.
This is David Schwartz. Last week, this radio station aired an interview with Chapel Hill resident Roger Perry, in which Mr. Perry discussed the town's fiscal challenges and suggested ways to remedy them. It's no surprise that Mr. Perry, who makes his living building real estate, believes that we should, guess what, build more real estate. However, there's an odd disconnect between what Mr. Perry says we should be doing and what he himself is doing. For example, Mr. Perry's correct that our commercial tax base is too small relative to the size of our residential tax base. In general, residential property consumes more in town services than it generates in tax revenue. Conversely, commercial property, and especially industrial property, generates more tax revenue than it consumes in town services. Thus, if a town has too much residential property relative to the amount of commercial property, the tax burden on residential property owners will be uncomfortably high, and that's the situation in which we find ourselves. So how did Chapel Hill's balance between commercial and residential property get so out of whack? In part, it's because real estate developers, very much including Mr. Perry, have spent the past few decades building dense new housing all over town without building a commensurate amount of commercial property. If instead of building hundreds of new homes on the farms that became Meadowmont and Southern Village, we had developed some of that land for commercial research and light industrial activities, our current fiscal situation would probably be much rosier. This brings us to the subject of Ephesus Fordham. Mr. Perry further stated in his interview that many town citizens who raised concerns about the Ephesus Fordham project either focused on the wrong problem or didn't have all the facts. He's mistaken. The citizens considered the redevelopment plan produced by the town staff unsatisfactory precisely because it seems likely to exacerbate the very problem Mr. Perry describes. That is, it will add too much new residential property and too little new commercial property. Mr. Perry's own firm, in fact, is planning to build a new high-density apartment complex on the site of the former Plaza Movie Theater. You heard right. Mr. Perry, who counsels us on the need to create a better balance between commercial and residential property, intends to turn a former commercial property into hundreds of units of new housing. And under the new zoning that the town council approved for the Ephesus Fordham area, the other commercial property owners in the district are likely to do the same. It's very possible, therefore, that when Ephesus Fordham is fully built out, Chapel Hill's imbalance between commercial and residential property will be even worse than it is today. If Mr. Perry is serious about wanting to help the town address its fiscal challenges, let him practice what he preaches. Let him stop building new housing in Chapel Hill and instead devote his considerable talents and resources toward developing commercial research and light industrial facilities. He can start with Obie's Creek. This is David Schwartz.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue. The Commentators, local people, local issues, on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Oh, wow. Look at these pictures of Mom and Dad from college. Those glasses are frightening.
If you're considering LASIK surgery, check out the experienced team at the UNC Kittner Eye Center.
No kidding. Those glasses are enormous.
We offer the highest quality laser solutions and the best technology available.
Kind of makes you wonder what we'll look like when we're their age.
Call us to schedule a screening today. 30 years from now, you may very well thank us again. The UNC Kittner Eye Center. Call 919-445-2020 or visit us at unci.org.
Hello, my name is Brian Popp, owner of Landscape Logic and second generation landscaper. At Landscape Logic, we've been taking care of business for over 20 years. If your landscape has got you working overtime, we can help. Spring cleanup, weekly mowing programs, lawn care programs, irrigation startup, repair, and much, much more.
Let the pros at Landscape Logic take care of business and work overtime for you. Landscape Logic, the logical choice for all your landscape needs.
You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point. Consumer Magazine has named the Accord the most impressive midsize of its class, and right now you can drive one for just $199 a month. Experience a new level of luxury today. Why settle for less? You gotta get an Accord at Crown Honda South Point on South Point Auto Park Boulevard and online at southpointhonda.com. Based on the 2014 Honda Accord Sedan LX Automatic, $199 per month, 36-month lease, 12,000 miles per year, $24.99 down payment due at signing. Excludes tax, title, and dealer fees. For well-qualified lessees, see dealer for details.
Time now for traffic and weather together on WCHL. This traffic report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace.
Well, thank you very much, Ron. Traffic still seeing the usual suspects having some problems right now. 15501 northbound and southbound between Ephesus Church Road and Garrett Road. Heaviest between I-40 and Garrett Road heading northbound right now, so be on the lookout there. NC-54 eastbound and westbound. Speed has picked up a little bit right now between Barmby Chapel Road and I-40. Just minor to moderate delays there now. And 15501 northbound between Columbia and Manning, seeing some slight delays this morning as well. Otherwise, things are moving smoothly. If you see anything as you travel throughout the rest of the day, you can be a WCHL Road Warrior. Give us a call at 919-967-8363 or tweet us at WCHL. As always, we ask you to do that safely. And I didn't ask you, Ron, but I hope you had a good Father's Day yourself.
I certainly did. Thank
good.
You so much.
You bet.
Yeah, it was great. I hope everybody who's a dad or granddad, whatever the case may be, hope you had a great Father's Day. It was really terrific at my house, I'll tell you that much.
Excellent.
Cruisers Convenience Marketplace, serving fresh food, coffee, fast, guaranteed to taste great. Fuel up this morning at Cruisers. Good to go. WCHL's Chapel Hill Carborough weather looks like this. 69 degrees in Chapel Hill, warming up now. Mostly sunshine, high today in the low 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 60s. Tomorrow, more of the same. High in the low 90s. Tomorrow night, chance of showers, it's a slight one, with a low in the low 70s. And then on Wednesday, we'll be in the upper 90s. Ooh, 751 at WCHL. Boy, the hot weather is going to be here big time.
I wish there was a pond to jump in or something.
I do too, man. You know, especially the one with so many ripples in it. No, wait a minute. Wayne Pond has been away for a while, but he's back today.
Well, back safe and sound, Ron Boy, but sometimes, you know, you go on a trip, you have a great time.
Yeah.
Guess what? I brought back a wonderful case of bronchitis.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, traveling on an airplane doesn't help, that's for sure.
Oh, brother, I'll tell you. Neither does sitting at Wrigley Field with good old Lake Michigan,
Wow.
You know, blasting in.
Boy, you are not making me feel any worse for you right now.
Yeah, I'm not... I'm not feeling sorry for you if you went to Wrigley Field.
Yeah, well, we did. We had a great time. It was Wrigley Field. It was Lake Michigan 1, Wayne Pond 0. And, but guess what? The Cubs won. We saw them beat the Marlins. It was amazing.
Well, there's a ground ball, and it's out of here. Cubs win. Cubs win.
Holy cow. Holy cow. All right. Well, listen, speaking of people who know lots of things.
That's an actual piece of audio, by the way.
Say it again?
That's an actual piece of audio, by the way.
It is.
He actually said that one time.
Straight from,
Harry
Carey's mouth to your ears.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, well, listen, speaking of people who know a lot about many things and some things, and some people who know a lot about one or two things, Harry Carey knew a lot about baseball. Rod Stutz knows a lot about rock and roll. So I picked for the word of the day the word savant, S-A-V-A-N-T, S-A-V-A-N-T, savant, a person of learning.
Uh-huh.
Well, I don't know, Rand. Maybe we won't go that far when we're talking about stuff.
Yeah, well, I was going to say, don't take this too far now.
Somebody with a detailed knowledge of some specialized field or area. So I would say that with Ron Stutz, you have an honest-to-God rock and roll savant. This guy.
I would not argue with that.
You wouldn't argue with that?
No.
Well, so, hey, thank you. But
as
I wouldn't
a matter
get
of fact, Ron, you're going to love it. The example that the wordsmith uses,
uh-huh.
He says he's quoting from a piece in the Philadelphia newspaper. It takes a certain type of savant to attend a Pink Floyd tribute show and audit every note, tempo, timbre, and sibilance.
Wow.
It takes an even more maniacal enthusiast to confirm which songs would have been embellished into improvisational subgenres. That sounds like Ron talking about rock and roll.
No, I don't think so.
Well, as soon as you brought up maniacal, yes, that did it.
Yeah, that part of it is right, but all that other stuff, no, I don't get into that, you know.
All right, pal. Well, listen, it's good to be back. You all, I understand you carried forth.
Yes.
How about it, Ram? Was it fun?
I carried on, my wayward son.
He did, yeah, thank you, Kansas.
Yep.
He did quite well while you were gone.
I heard about
oh, there
Pardon
it comes.
Me, guys, there it is. I heard about one of them, which was Mugwump.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you bet.
You know, Mugwump
right.
was a rock and roll group, or kind of a folk rock group. But yep. never mind. I get carried
okay.
away.
Well, back to today. Savant, S-A-V-A-N-T, a person with learning, mm-hmm. especially one with a detailed knowledge in some specialized field.
All right.
Ron Boy,
thank
when
you.
It comes to rock and roll, that is you.
All right. I appreciate it, buddy. You take care.
All right, be good. Talk to you in the morning. Bye.
Dwayne Pond's Word of the Day on WCHL, brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Why would you call anyone else?
I don't know.
Next hour, you have an opportunity to call in and tell me the word of the day. Spell it, define it. If you can do all that, we'll give you a $10 gift card to Cruisers. All right, time now for the clean joke of the day. And guess who's here?
I'm back.
Rand Northam. He never went away.
That's right.
What do you have for us today?
Well, three contractors are bidding to fix a broken fence at the White House. One is from Chicago, another is from Tennessee, and the third is from Minnesota. All three go to the White House official to examine the fence. The Minnesota contractor takes out a tape measure and does some measuring, then works some figures with a pencil. Well, he says, I figure the job will run about $900, $400 for materials, $400 for my crew, and $100 profit for me. The Tennessee contractor also does some measuring and figuring, then says, I can do this job for $700, $300 for materials, $300 for my crew, and $100 profit for me. The Chicago contractor doesn't measure or figure, but leans over the White House official and whispers, $2,700. The official, incredulous, says, you didn't even measure like the other guys. How did you come up with such a high figure? The Chicago contractor whispers back, $1,000 for me, $1,000 for you, and we hire the guy from Tennessee to fix the fence. Done, he replies.
Hey, thanks a lot.
You bet.
757 at WCHL.
This is Gerald Remoyne, General Manager of Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill. We're proud of the performance promise, and we're proud of our community, too. That's why Performance Auto Mall highlights a great community service demonstrated by today's Village Pride Award honoree.
Back on June 3rd, the 26th annual Carolina Kids Classic took place at Finley Golf Course in Chapel Hill. And it's all because of Woody Durham, one of the founders. He says it's changed over the years.
We don't have as many participants in the actual tournament as we used to have. We were close to 130, 132 a number of years. I think the same flavor and everything is still here. It's doing what it ought to do and generating funds for not only the Ronald House, but the Children's Hospital.
Woody Durham is today's WCHL hometown hero. And how did it all get started?
I was in television in Greensboro for 14 years. One of my friends, Mike Haley, was the biggest owner-operator of McDonald's in North Carolina. He had about 60 some of them. We were both on the board of the Ronald House at that time. And we were talking about raising funds, and well, he was a former general chairman of the GGO in Greensboro, and I, of course, covered it while I was with the television station there, and he looked at me and he said, Woody, let's put on a golf tournament. So that's what we did. We started here at Finley. First two events raised $25,000 each, and then a friend of ours, Bob Eubanks, came to me and said, let's move this thing over to the Governor's Club. And we did that for a number of years, and then Tom Fazio came in and just did a magnificent job on the redo on this golf course. And we came back over here because the university wanted us here and they gave us a situation that we couldn't refuse.
Woody says one of the things that makes the Carolina Kids Classic special is that former Carolina players come back.
You know, we got three guys here who were very instrumental in Carolina winning the 2005 National Championship. And we've got one of the greatest college players ever because he was given the Naismith Award as the Player of the Year in 98 in Antoine Jameson. And he's had a 14-year career in the NBA, which is winding down. But he's been a terrific representative, not only for Antoine Jameson, but for the University of North Carolina's basketball program. I'm glad to see these guys. We had Tyler Hansbrough and T.J. Yates 1 year, so we've hit some of the good ones along the way.
He was the voice of the Tar Heels for 40 years, and he's one of the good ones. Just ask Coach Larry Fedora.
You know, I understand Woody started this event, and, I mean, it's just a tremendous thing. And to have Woody backing it, it means probably more to them than anything.
And how is Woody's golf game these days?
I wish you hadn't brought that up, okay? I can't get it back to where it was. You know, I've turned a lot of calendars page by page since I was pretty good, I thought. But I'm trying to get back there. I love doing it.
Here's the good news. This year's Carolina Kids Classic raised $120,000. Woody Durham, today's WCHL hometown hero.
Performance Auto Mall is proud to put today's Village Pride Award honoree in our spotlight. And remember, at Performance Auto Mall in Chapel Hill, we carry Acura, BMW, Chevrolet, Porsche, and Subaru. But we also have access to nearly 4,000 pre-owned automobiles. At Performance Auto Mall, we can find your next automobile, no matter the brand. We promise.
It's 8 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
Iraq on edge.
The security situation here in Baghdad really continues to get worse and worse.
As the president ponders military options.
San Antonio celebrates an NBA title. Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Sunni militants on the march in Iraq, gaining more ground, prompting the U.S. to send some Americans out of the country as Shiite volunteers vow to protect Baghdad. CBS's Clarissa Ward joins us from Baghdad. Clarissa, first, another city has fallen in northern Iraq.
That's right. The city of Tal Afar near the Syrian border fell after heavy fighting last night and into this morning. It's another blow to the government that is keen to